Good afternoon again, colleagues. So we'll now move to concluding remarks by various delegations, and I begin by inviting the delegation, the chairperson of the commission, to make 2 minutes. Okay. Take your time, Mr. Chair. We have some time up our sleeve, so don't feel rushed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. May I ask for your indulgence and give me just 3-4 minutes? Yeah, I know that. Thank you.
And if it suited you better, Mr. Ritchie, we could start with another delegation, if you prefer. Good. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for your patience and for the distinguished panel as well. I will be brief in my final remarks. However, I was doubtful over the last break whether I should address still one point that I think is still outstanding from our previous discussions. After listening again to Ecuador in its last intervention occur, on when they can be caught, actually. And I'm sure that the panel understand very well what the picture is and what the reality is. But I couldn't stop thinking that I will need to intervene again on this point, not for you perhaps, not for the delegations here today, but also for those who are not here today, and that they will read the hearings and the transcriptions in the future. So with your indulgence, may I take just two minutes to again try to make this point to Ecuador that I'm sure they will find it a satisfactory explanation, I hope. The Jack Magill measure adopted by the South Pacific RFMO Commission applies to the convention area, the high seas as defined in Article 5. As it's clear, the area of the convention as it is defined there. This TAC, the total allowable catch, also applies to Chile's EEZ for the reason that we all know. I don't need to repeat that. But in addition to this, and according to Article 20, the Commission agrees on a total catch limit for the whole range of the Stradling stock called Jack Mackerel. The whole range means the high seas and something else. By the pure logic in the law of the sea, if it is not the high seas, it means some area under national jurisdiction. This means the EEZ of coastal states. So the mathematical difference of subtracting the TAC for the area of the convention to the total catch for the whole area of the stock is 58,000 tons, roughly. This figure cannot refer to the convention area, not to Chile's EEZ either. The figure must refer then to all areas outside the measure. So there is no need for the scientific committee to say that expressly. This is the way we have understood this measure for years. This might mean, yes, the EEZ of Ecuador, Peru, and perhaps other states, other coastal states, if the Jack Mackerel in the future, for climate change or whatever reason, moves to different areas. New Zealand, Australia, Colombia, perhaps. We don't know. But so far, the stock straddles basically the area under the jurisdiction of Peru and Ecuador. So that's the reason why it's so important for Peru. And that's the reason why Peru has treated this number as an extremely important number within the negotiation. So I hope this explanation is reasonably clear, but I hope also that the transcription are clearly as well for those members who are not here today. Now, Mr. President and And again, I appreciate your patience, and I will move to my final and closing remark as follows. As I have said here today many times, I'm confident that the decision we adopted in 2018 and also in 2017 is not discriminatory and is not against the convention or any other relevant international instrument. I am also confident that we will, as Commission, sort out the differences we have in the midterm with Ecuador by negotiation. I do believe that we can accommodate Ecuador, but Ecuador needs to bring more to the table. There are still, I believe, some outstanding questions that need to be addressed. For example, what if the Commission decides tomorrow to allocate to Ecuador 6,000 tons, or whatever the number is? Are we clear that the 6,000 tons are enough for Ecuador to develop its fishery? What if Ecuador is not able to develop a proper fishery in a certain time? What are we going to do with those tons? Are they going to come back to the Commission? Are they going to back to the allocated figure? Could they be distributed in the future again? What happens again if Ecuador does not or is not able to develop a jack-mackerel fishery on the high seas? So the point I'm trying to make in this final remark, Mr. Chair and distinguished panel, is that the terms of that future negotiation can be directed and guided by you. And I think that's exactly what the Commission is looking forward to receive from you. Just to conclude, Mr. Chair and distinguished panel members and distinguished colleagues here today, let me finish by expressing my appreciation to you, Mr. Chair, to Mrs. Engler and Professor Molinar for the outstanding job that you have done so far, and to encourage you once again to continue your efforts until we have your findings and recommendations to help and guide this Commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I thank the distinguished Chairman of the Commission for those comments. I now move to the next delegation on my list, New Zealand.
Thank you, Chair. I hope that it is evident from New Zealand's participation in this objection that SPRIFMO and the decisions of the Commission in trying to achieve the purpose of the Convention are very important to New Zealand, and New Zealand places great stock in the Convention and its success. And I would just like to express my hope that New Zealand's comments have been of some assistance to the panel. And if I recall correctly, my colleague from Ecuador referred to Commission members as colleagues and friends. I think that this is right, and it's important that we can come together as friends like this to address the concerns of a member. And in this respect, New Zealand is confident that given the history of cooperation in the Commission, that this will continue, such that Ecuador's aspirations can be accommodated appropriately. Finally, Mr. Chair, I would like to thank you and the other distinguished panel members for your hard work to date and in today in guiding this hearing, and I would like to wish you the best of luck in your deliberations and arriving at your findings and recommendations. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of New Zealand for those comments, and I now invite the distinguished representative of Chile to make his concluding comments.
Gracias, Presidente. Señores miembros del panel, al terminar la exposición del Estado de Chile y reconociendo la importancia.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, members of the panel. After the intervention of Chile and considering this an effort of international collaboration in which we have been present since the beginning, we would just like to highlight some elements that we have already mentioned. And again, we would like to thank the panel for being here and for the questions. We would like to highlight the importance of the negotiation process that has been in which we have participated since the beginning, where together with Australia and New Zealand, we started working on the SPRFMO to achieve the main goal, which would be to guarantee the conservation and sustainable use of the fishing resources and the protection of the ecosystems in which these exist. And specifically, in the case of today, for the recovery of one of the most important fisheries of the South Pacific, which is jack mackerel. Having said that, after long and intense negotiations throughout the years, we have borne fruits, and we see that jack mackerel is recovering. But we could not have achieved our objectives without the efforts of all the participating countries, especially those fishing nations that, through the recommendations of the scientific committees, we have restricted our fisheries, even sometimes on a temporary way before the convention actually entered into force. This would be the case of Chile, which applied the national waters to the scope of application of the convention. Therefore, we consider that it's important to continue following the rules that we have established, because they give life to this organization. And ignoring them would be attempting against our final objective and against the legal certainty, which is a basic principle of our actions. We would like to again focus your attention, Mr. President and members of the panel, on the different elements that constitute Chile's opinion. Firstly, we must strictly adhere to the procedures, rules, convention, and any other legal decision established to regulate the form and process of this organization. Otherwise, we would be attempting against the legal certainty and safety of the actions that derive from the convention. Secondly, the lack of capacity of the Commission to allot that part of the total capture allowed that would correspond to the exclusive economic zones of coastal areas adjacent to the area of the application of the convention. That is an attribution, that is part of the sovereign rights that are recognized in the convention of 1982, of which we are signatory part. And we consider that only on an exceptional case could the Commission make decisions on the TAC if that specific state gives explicit consent. In that sense, we would like to highlight that we have never heard of the reserve of the convention, which has been mentioned by the Republic of Ecuador. Moreover, when the Republic of Ecuador has requested a larger allocation, which would correspond to the adjacent coastal states, and that have not given express consent for that, and lacking therefore the Commission the capacity to allocate this amount, the suggestion from Ecuador could not be implemented and therefore cannot be considered an alternative measure. Notwithstanding, Ecuador has the possibility to develop their jack mackerel fisheries and to catch the amounts that they aspire to within their EEZ. So we are not against that. We are only against the area to which this resource is access to. Regarding the process of allocation adopted in CMM 01-2017-2018 for the participants of the respective fisheries, we consider that it is the reflection of the different criteria established on Article 21 of the Convention, not only the one of the historical captures that was an argument presented by Ecuador. And it is also defended through the Convention of 1982 and 1995. And therefore, we consider that having taken into consideration the different criteria, the Republic of Ecuador was not unjustifiably discriminated. and that the criteria of historical capture was not the only criteria taken into consideration. Therefore, we consider that there is currently a mechanism that was adopted by the Commission and recognized by the Republic of Ecuador that can be used to develop the jack mackerel catch in the area of application of the convention, and that is the A measure of transfer of the quote, which is considered in the CMN 01/2018 and previous versions. And this is a mechanism that Ecuador has actually used themselves. And therefore, Chile would like to highlight again the suggestion from Vanuatu, which once adopted by the Commission will allow new players to enter in the fishery of jack mackerel. And this would also allow other members who have lower allocations to increase their allocations. Our commitment is to continue working together with the different members of the Commission and, of course, together with our brothers of the Republic of Ecuador in order to adopt the mentioned agreement in our next meeting. And we would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak in this before this panel. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I thank the distinguished representative of Chile for those concluding remarks. And I now turn to the distinguished representative of Peru.
Muy buenas tardes.
Good afternoon. I'm grateful to have the word, Mr. President. The Republic of Peru again recognizes the importance of the conservation measures which were adopted by the procedure of adopting measures ensuring sustainability in the long run of fishing stocks and ensuring responsible exploitation to prevent overfishing and the excess, the overcapacity. At the same time, Peru does not accept the claim submitted by the Republic of Ecuador because it considers such claim as a discriminatory against members of the convention because it was adopted in line with the making decisions procedure number 16 of the convention, before which three-fourths were needed, three-fourths members of the commission with a certain number of votes. We'd like to point out that the percentages to set out the thresholds on limits of catches are the process, are the result of a long process of negotiation and consensus where the Republic of Ecuador participated without having submitted any objection. This negotiation started in 2013. The first meeting was held then and they finalized in 2017 when the Commission introduced the CMM measure 01/2017 to set up a mid-term mechanism to regulate the participation of the members and in the fishing of jack mackerel exclusively in the area where the convention is applicable, outside of the jurisdictional waters of any member. The alternative that have been submitted by Ecuador is to increase its number of catches unilaterally for the next year to reach 6,500 tons of jack mackerel, more than 70%. To achieve that, the quotas would have to be reduced within the other members, and that would be discriminatory for the other parts. CMM 01/2018 hasn't changed the percentages of catches of jack mackerel according to the CMM 01/2017, respecting the agreements that were adopted at the fifth meeting held in January 2017, and bearing in mind also the negotiations with the the SPROM MO parties held in 2013. So Ecuador didn't object to this. We understand the Ecuadorian proposal to resolve is to expand to zones under national jurisdiction, and Peru is completely against this proposal. Peru cannot recognize any measure which would affect the sovereignty in its jurisdictional waters because the measures by the Commission are outside of our jurisdictional waters. Peru states that exercising its sovereignty, we will continue ensuring the measures, existing measures, are complied with based on the latest information, including the results of the research carried out by their own institutions, the scientific committee results, whenever it applies, and any other scientific important information. Also, Ecuador has said that they'd like to develop jack mackerel fisheries, but that wouldn't be needed because they've transferred the quota allocated in the 2016-17. Also, the quota assigned, allocated in CMM01-2018, they want to expand the quota. Ecuador has not proved before this panel that it wants to develop a national jack mackerel fishery, and it can be done with the quotas that they have. We don't think that we don't agree with the surplus reserve. It's not in the agreements 1995 or any of the international instruments that have been pointed out by Ecuador in order to support the argument. So the claim, Ecuadorian claim, could set a precedent, and in future any article of the Commission could be questioned by the members. We comply with the CMM01-2018, especially with the limits of catches and the thresholds of participation allocated to the different parties. Along these lines, Peru considers non-viable the claim by Ecuador, which intends to modify the percentages to allocate thresholds and participations in the jack mackerel fisheries set out by CMM01/2017 until 2021. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Peru for those concluding remarks, and I now invite the distinguished representative of Ecuador to address us with his concluding remarks.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. This morning, when I started my speech, I said that when human beings develop rules, they do it in order to ensure that resources are preserved. And in our case, we are talking about life resource. I also said that there is a reason for it. There is a clear justification. The reason is that we need to ensure sustainability for the very human beings. And part of that sustainability is linked to development. That's why this convention foresees those principles. If we aren't able to ensure the survival of human beings and the development of nations, the norms that we draft are not justified. A lot of times I ask myself if I'm being clear in what I say. Sometimes I rather speak in Spanish because I speak it better than English. But occasionally I ask myself if I'm made myself understood, if I've been clear. We have been extremely clear, and nevertheless I see that my colleagues repeat over and over again the same argument, so I wonder if I've been clear or not. When we say that our claim is based on respecting the stocks, on the intention of sustainability, it's not something that just came up, that Ecuador decided to do it just for the sake of doing it. There is a scientific report behind. All the legal entities that have been called to give an opinion, they've done it by using a scientific report. I've read several times the scientific report, and it's not Ecuador which has decided where are the resources, where exactly are these resources. No, they're scientists. I've asked once and over again whether there's any document pointing out the opposite, and none of the delegations has given any supporting evidence with documents. This morning, I quoted, I gave an example, and I like to do that in this type of forum, to make my explanation simpler. And I said that in order to ensure development with children, we don't need to give them a suite. We need to give them education, support, assistance. So if we want to develop, we need to ensure that principle, because that is a very, very principle. It's equity before all. Is justice. As I said this morning, I am certain that this commission and our brothers here in our organization are acting in good faith, as we can see in the convention. Nevertheless, the way in which it's applied, it's false, it's wrong. It's not about correcting this discrimination against Ecuador. It's also about applying the convention as it should be applied. I've heard different things, such as we need to recognize these rules, because if we breach the rules, that would set a precedent. That's what Ecuador wants. We want the rules to be recognized. We want equity. We want justice. We also want to be heard in an equitable, fair way. As I said when I talked about the case of Peru. That's our intention. And why are we here? Because we haven't been able to resolve this matter within the Commission. We are facing this entity because this is foreseen by the Commission, because it's the only organ that can correct the process. At least now. If tomorrow Ecuador receives a vessel and is happy with it, I'm not sure about that. It all depends on how much can those fisheries grow. That doesn't mean that any member should have its right withdrawn, the right to participate. We have an expression which is, I touch wood. If when I leave this tribunal, I'm not sure if I'll be run over by a car and die. I'm not sure. But I know that at this very moment, I need to be responsible and carry out my work. Today, we can only do our best so that our actions would have a positive impact in future. This is the moment to correct what wasn't done when it should have been done. We have spoken about the alternative measure. I'll be very clear, dear colleagues. Never Ecuador we will have a negative effect on the constitutional rights of the sovereignty of any country. Never Ecuador will attempt to cause damage to friend nations. It's not this delegation from Ecuador that has come here about allocations. Where is the stock? No, it's a scientific committee that has defined a whole region. We cannot talk on an hypothetical basis, because then we could be talking not about 575,000 tons. We could speculate and say that if the committee read the scientific committee's report, we would be talking about 1 million tons or 50,000. We cannot speculate in that way. As my mathematics teacher, 2 plus 2 is always 4, never 5 or 3. So here we are working on scientific grounds. It's not up to me to guess that a stock is within an area of the EEZ, a field, certain territory within the EEZ. I must act based on the scientific information which I have. This said, the alternative measure, which has been proposed by Ecuador, is an equivalent. We are not asking here in this revision panel to give a recommendation so that we'd have to redistribute what we've already got. No, that's not our intention. What we'd like is that, based on the scientific reports, we would set out a differential which would not have an impact on the resources, it wouldn't have a negative impact on countries, we wouldn't meddle ourselves in the sovereignty of any country. We want that amount to be the right amount based on the norms for our fisheries to be developed. And this also means the development of our nation. By that, we would help a country to achieve development. Finally, I'd like to say again here before this revision panel that you have the competencies. You can suggest and come to the conclusion that this commission, in good faith, should fairly and correctly treat, according to Article 21, act ensuring sustainability and also the development of those members which need it. Before I conclude, I'd like to make use of this occasion to invite our friends, our colleagues, to consider the respect of the current norms, to think about what is equitable, what is fair. By being fair, things are given to people in line with what they need. I'd like this commission to think about better guidelines, a better treatment, so that we have tools that ensure an equilibrium among all the different members of the commission who are part, and also the ones that cooperate. Before I conclude my remarks, I'd like to say, well, that I heard people saying that the recommendation that could be given by this revision panel anything that could alter the decision taken by CMM 010-2018 could not be welcome. Dear colleagues, this is something that should be dealt with at the Commission. This tribunal has got a mandate. Sorry, this revision panel has got a mandate. And that can be read in Annex 2 of the Convention. We should set a precedent, a good precedent, on what it is a good, equitable and fair management, so that other members don't have to come to a tribunal or wouldn't have to go before a revision panel. Do you believe that this problem had been properly dealt with would be here? Certainly not. If we comply with the norms, the concept, the intention, then it wouldn't be needed to appeal to these entities. So I invite again you all that regardless of what the decision of this revision panel is, our alternative measure, since it's already proven, is welcomed. And this discrimination, which is a blatant truth, why are we claiming? Do we have overcapacity? Are we carrying out an activity? Why do we have to transfer to another country a quota? We simply transfer it because we haven't got the ability to exploit it. It's proven by applying the norms that a differential, different treatment as the one given to Ecuador is clear discrimination. So I ask before this revision panel to understand the proposal submitted by Ecuador within the framework, because that would change things for the good of this commission. And I'd like to finish by saying that Ecuador does not intend to attack anybody. We'd like, what we are searching for is truth, or it says justice, the respect of rights, and we'd like to continue participating as we do in other SPRMOs as an active member of all the management measures. Finally, I'm grateful to you, first of all, to the revision panel here present, based on the excellent work carried out, Mark Indoak, who has helped us a lot, and his colleague, and especially all of you, because in the end of the day, in families, we may have disputes, but in the end of the day, they're family. And that's something that must be there. We must correct certain things, but we will continue walking. Again, thank you very much, members of the revision panel. Thank you to all of you, dear colleagues, for all your efforts and for being here with us today at this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. I thank the distinguished representative of the Republic of Ecuador for those concluding remarks. Distinguished colleagues, that then brings us to the conclusion of today's proceedings. And I would like to echo the sentiments expressed by the distinguished representative of Ecuador in thanking all colleagues here in the room for their participation in the process and their active and wholehearted participation in the process in both the prepared presentations that they have presented, but also for their responses to the written questions and also the oral questions that were addressed to them by the panel. It's been an extremely useful day for the panel to hear these presentations, and I'd like to express appreciation to colleagues for taking the trouble to come here today to ensure that we are fully informed with regard to the issues. The written materials were also extremely useful, and we will of course now move to reflect upon those and on the oral presentations in our deliberations, so that we can conclude our deliberations and issue our findings within the time limit that is prescribed. So I'd also like to make some final issues and final words of appreciation, of course, to our interpreters, to the court reporter, and also, last but not least at all, to the Permanent Court of Arbitration and to its staff for their invaluable assistance in the process. And certainly we have been extraordinarily well served by our colleagues, the staff of the Permanent Court of Arbitration. Thank you once again, and I wish you a very safe journey home. My colleagues, I think unless they have any further comments to make at this stage, we will now conclude the proceedings formally, and thank you once again. The proceedings are concluded.